Is there any network of communication among blacks in Louisiana though in statewide races?
Yeah, I think so. I think there are people that you can identify across the state and call on the telephone. It's sort of an informal, ad hoc kind of thing. You know, I didn't know who to call in Baton Rouge. Some guy was running up there and asked me, look, you know, I know maybe 5 or 10 guys to call in Baton Rouge, who to call in Shreveport, who to call in Monroe, Alexandria, and other places to say, look, you go see so-and-so and tell him I told you to talk to him.
In other words, if you had a candidate, statewide candidate from New Orleans that you thought deserved support.
Support, yeah.
There'd be people you could call and others could call.
Others could call across the state.
And presumably you had one here who had an image of being pretty good, but you really thought the image was not correct, you could also call.
Call and say, well, you know, don't go along with this guy. You know, don't buy his bill of goods. You ought to support somebody else, that sort of thing. I think that there is that kind of network.
What do you think Republicans are going to have to do in order to get any black votes? Or is there anything they can do in Louisiana?
Well, I think that the elementary thing they're going to have to do is run candidates. And the difficult thing, I guess, would be for them to find candidates who want to run the risk if they have political desires of running under a Republican banner, or find some blacks too who might be willing to run. They're going to have to be more aggressive and be a little more open. They want to prove that they want to build the party in Louisiana. I don't think the Republicans ever really done that in Louisiana. I think they've been satisfied to sit it out and hope that every 8 years they might get a Republican president, and then they don't have enough Republicans for the goodies that have to go around in Louisiana. You know, so you got a bunch of Democrats switching to become Republicans, or some Democrats who support a Republican candidate hoping that he wins, and then they change the party affiliation so they can get some of the patronage. The parties in Louisiana are not that well disciplined. That's true for the Democrats as well.
You view Louisiana politics from a black perspective, what would you consider the major issues? Not so much from a personal position, looking at it from a broader position, as you interpret a black, general black, more general black perspective.
In Louise, statewide?
Yeah.
I guess to really try to maybe formalize a little more the political identities in terms of a unit on a statewide basis, particularly if we are going to run black candidates for statewide office who will have a possibility of being elected, and also to try to develop on maybe a continuing basis and at the outset on an ad hoc basis, coalitions in the interest of certain candidates for whom we can exact support for black candidates who may decide who we may come forward with to run for statewide office. You know, and I had, when I was in the legislature in 1970, I had talked about, I don't think I have the news clipping here, about the possibility of running for governor. No, I got it. research center. But I had toyed with the idea, and I had talked with some guys in the legislature, whites whom I knew, about the possibility of getting a statewide ticket together, blacks and whites to run statewide, for up to statewide offices. And I talked with them and said, listen, I know we can't, none of us may be elected this time. And it's a possibility we could conceivably, one might be elected, or two maybe, because they could always put together other individual things. You know, you can never discipline a ticket in statewide politics like you can do in a national election with a president or vice president. You're just, in effect, electing a president anyhow. So people on statewide tickets, they tend to go whichever way they want to, although they may be running to give the semblance of running together as a team, because we don't have a general election in Louisiana. You know, it's the primary election. We don't have statewide Republican candidates. You may have a guy running for governor, or one of many for attorney general or secretary of state, or one or two other offices, or maybe just two offices in a general election. So you just can't discipline a ticket within a primary to that extent. But and one or two guys kind of like the idea as an approach to the future politics of the state. But I don't think that I could have ever generated the financial support on a statewide basis to be a very serious candidate. And one of the things that I've done since I've run for office, I have never finished out of I've always ended up in a second primary, or either one, each time I've run. And I have resigned myself that I don't intend to be a political whore and simply be a paper candidate. Unless I can be a viable and meaningful candidate, I would not qualify for any office. And I felt that I could never have raised the money necessary to even get my message across. I take the position that candidacy for public office is a tremendous vehicle for a candidate, particularly a minority candidate, to express a great number of views. And it gives him an entree to a lot of areas where he would not have been admitted except for the fact that he is a candidate. The media, organizations, groups, where a minority candidate perhaps would not have been invited, will invite him. And my theory has always been never to hide your identity as a candidate. There are those who disagree with me. You play it down that you're black. I think the people who are going to vote know it. I don't think you do that. I think you just go straight at them and let them know what you are and what you stand for and what your philosophy is, what you believe in. And try to get your message across, because you're making it much easier for someone who may run in another election, though you may be defeated. But I think you have to, you just can't be a political whore to qualify and not wage a campaign.
What sort of a coalition of support do you see that could develop? Do you see any possibility of poor whites and blacks getting together? One, to elect white candidates, and two, to elect black candidates. Well, in Louisiana, there's a fairly strong tradition insofar as electing white candidates.
Yeah, and of course, the poor voters have always gotten together. That's been the long philosophy.
Right.
They've ended up
together,
whether they knew it or not. You know, whether they did it unconsciously, they ended up supporting the same candidate. Maybe it could conceivably occur the same way. I think that if the an effort were made that addressed the problems of the people, maybe without identifying it on the basis of black or white. I'm just thinking of a strategy and device. To talk about consumer protection, so the economic interest the educational interest and the quality of education, all the whole gamut of things that sort of, I guess, a new society kind of approach. You could conceivably put together those elements to select it. It's going to take some time. I don't think we were at the point now where there is sufficient reception on the part of a Joe Blow voter across the state who would vote for a black candidate in large numbers. But I think we got to run some candidates. I think we got to run some candidates because we got to encourage the people to participate. We got to encourage them to want to register. We have to encourage white people to want to be able to vote for a black candidate so that they don't think that
You see, in the near term, then the black candidates for statewide office would be as a strategy to increase black registration and awareness.
I view it as a strategy in those areas, maybe to increase. But here again, you just can't run. You got to organize the people to behind the candidacy. To encourage political participation, political awareness, political education. Voter registration is one thing. Voter education is something else. The way to do that, people become more interested in elections when there's someone running with whom they can identify personally.
Are there any other comments you wanted to make on this general subject?
I can't think of anything. Since I'm so far out of politics these days. I don't know too much of what's going on politically.
How substantial has been the change in the last 15 years?
In Louisiana? I guess the best way to assess that would be on the basis of just viewing what we have as opposed to what we didn't have at that time. We got several blacks in the House of, six or eight blacks in the House of Representatives. At zero, we don't have any black statewide elected officials. We have black appointees on the governor's staff. We have a black assistant superintendent of education in the Department of Education. We have some black assistant attorney generals on the attorney general staff.
Insofar as new
we have 60 black elected officials across the state on the school boards, constables, and scattered throughout Louisiana. We rank, I don't have the list here, but I do have one. You could probably get it through the Metropolitan Applied Research Center, the number of black elected officials. Louisiana ranks very high in the total among the states.
Insofar as New Orleans is concerned, is Landrieu perceived in the black community with the same high regard that white liberals perceive him to be? As having really opened up the city and really brought blacks in fully?
By the non-political blacks. The Joe Blow guy, the guy, I think, to some extent, who know his history and his record, back in the 60s when he opposed some hate legislation. Fairly good credentials on that school. But the political types, probably not, because it's the nature of politics never to have gotten enough from the man who dispenses the patronage. And to become offended when he outmaneuvers you to a position where you can't ask him for more. Just today a guy expressed that view to me. I said, the candidate never wants opposition. Don't quarrel with him if he was such a good politician that he was able to eliminate the opposition in the last election simply because you could not deal with him because he had no opposition. Don't quarrel with him on that score. You should quarrel with yourselves. If you wanted a candidate, you should have gone out and gotten one. but not to use someone to trade with him. That's what they wanted, a candidate, but not anyone they were going to in fact support, to put him out as a pawn to frighten Landrieu, so that he would then say, well, what do you want? Now get him out to race. Or if you don't get him, I'll give you this. Now don't support him. Just let him die on the vine. So the political types, because he's out-politicked them, are not very pleased with him.
Am I correct then that there's an element of frustration because, in effect, he's been so good, he's taken away their ability to
put his feet to the fire. Because he's delivered, and you know, in many ways, he's delivered on the basis of identification of blacks in heretofore positions where you didn't have them. He's even delivered on some of the extent to put blacks in position where the patronage has always gone to whites, economically maybe, you know. Some architects getting some jobs which they didn't get before. Of course, we don't have but two black architects, you know, some contractors getting some jobs. Of course, that's still not enough because somebody else wants a contract to provide the services someplace else, which he may have committed to somebody else. Blacks getting on the insurance committee for the city, where they're sharing the commissions on the insurance that the city gets. You know, it's like saying, well, look, we want a black mayor. Well, what Landrieu has done a great deal. He could perhaps do more, but he has to do it on balance because he can't alienate one from the other. You may disagree with him on personal kinds of things, items where people will disagree and say he ought to handle it this way. He's a bastard for not having done it that way. That's the way I would have done it. That's all.
But is the basic perception in the black community then is that he has delivered?
Oh, I think the run of the mill. If you talk to the political types, but if you talk to the guy on the street, you talk to the political types, the political organizational people, they wouldn't agree with that. When you talk with the guy who doesn't belong to any political organization, who's waiting tables, who's shucking and bluffing around, you know, the guy who's...
So would the political types be able to deliver a vote to an opposition candidate?
It would have to be a strong opposition candidate, equal to Landrieu, almost, or maybe a black candidate who they really wanted to get behind and push. But you see the element there that is misunderstood. You got to get a candidate that's going to be appealing to the blacks as well as some elements of the white. They're disgruntled whites, liberals with Landrieu, because they don't think he's done enough. You always get them, and then there're the others who feel that he may have done too much, so they want to vote for him to get it. They'll vote against him for anybody because they anti-Landrieu, which always happens in a political sense. But
how do you assess his administration?
Oh, I think he's had a fairly good administration. When you compare it with the prior administration on the basis of progress. The guy's keen. You know, he's been able to put his political thing together. Strange bedfellows. Your programs in the neighborhoods who who elected to positions because you had a process of election. Who then began to try to relate those community positions to political positions and were using some of the community positions they have gotten in as device and tactics to deal with political candidates in terms of their ability to deliver. And many of them couldn't because they were just not sophisticated in politics, maybe in community kinds. But not in a political sense, in dealing with political candidates. But you did see a new breed of people developing.
But OEO did provide a political training ground, in effect, that didn't exist previously.
Well, I think to the extent that it provided a training ground for people to participate in a process, in an organizational process where they were electing people. Because those people had never had any organizational experience, just like the blacks, by and large. Blacks have always gotten their experience out of fraternal organizations in the black church. That's the only election experiences we've ever had. The Elks, the Masons, fraternal groups, the Knights of Pythias, because we didn't belong to anything else. The lodges, that's where you elected, that's where you learn your politics, so to speak, within the confines of an internal operation. It gave those people who were not part of that kind of thing, because you had a great demise between after the 40s, during the World War, when the fraternal organizations were not what they were in the 20s, because that's where blacks were going, to the fraternal groups, the Elks, the Mace. This is where they socialized, this is where their politics was. And the black church, there was a demise developing.
Well, was this OEO thing significant?
So I think OEO, I think to the extent that it filled that void that had developed in terms of a vehicle for people to participate in a parliamentary body, it developed that political. And was a place where candidates began to look to the OEO entities because they were organized already. You had the target areas in the cities across the country in the South, whether you had an organization. These were the people who could be, if you couldn't identify the political leadership, if you didn't know it, you certainly knew who those people were with the OEO funded programs. So you went to them.
Did you utilize them?
OEO wasn't of any consequence when I ran in 67. I don't think, when was the act? It was just getting, just starting to get underway. I didn't utilize, people didn't know what OEO, TCA, and this city, Total Community Action was. 69, I identified some of those people and called some of them in when I decided to run for the council. The interesting thing is, I was telling someone during the lecture.
Morio later explained that Edwards appealed primarily to the established black organizations in New Orleans, but that Johnston worked through new black leadership and brought new people into the political process in the last governor's race. End of interview. No more transcription on this side or on this tape.